The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Looking forward to a great show. We're going to talk about a lot of different things today. How to boost your brain power, how to improve your mood, how to reduce depression, anxiety. So there's lots of ways to do it in a natural way. I'm not the doctor that is going to write the antidepressants as a prescription or the anti-anxiety pills. I'm the doctor that gets to the root cause of the problem. So we want to get to the root cause of the depression, the root cause of the anxiety. So what can be the root cause of depression? Sometimes it's a lack of a certain chemical like dopamine. It's a neurotransmitter. Dopamine is considered the reward or the motivation chemical. You can get that naturally by finishing a task. You can also get that naturally by celebrating small wins or self-care activities. Exercise is another way to increase dopamine, and gratitude. Remember, we talked about the power hour, to have a gratitude journal. Every morning you wake up, you write down, you say it out loud, what you're grateful for. That's going to release dopamine. That's going to make you more happy and less depressed. Listening to music is going to release dopamine. You could do it while you're driving, when you're in the shower. When you're trying to distract yourself, you just want to have dance. So exercise, right? You could dance and listen to music at the same time. But I'd love to go to concert. I'm going to get a lot of dopamine. And you got to take pride in yourself and self-care and even things just like cleaning your closet, cleaning the trunk of your car, you know, doing your laundry, you know, shaving, like, you know, doing flossing of your teeth and making everything look nice and clean and crisp and making sure your clothes are ironed. And, you know, if you look good, you take care of your body, you know, you feel good about yourself and then you attract others and that releases dopamine. You got to celebrate these small wins, any little thing. Hey, I got up and went to the gym today. You got to celebrate. I did my meditation or I did my gratitude journal. Doesn't have to be big. I said no to the cheese. I said, I'm going to eat this without cheese. Or I said no to the bread before the meal. So celebrate those small wins. Then you'll get those reward, that motivational chemical called dopamine. This will help to decrease depression. You want to decrease depression? Get off your butt. Start exercising. Finish a task, you know, go and, you know, do that errand that you needed to do or pay that bill or go to the bank or whatever you needed to do. Just one thing, check it off. You finish that task, you're going to get more dopamine. You just start off with one thing a day. And as your brain gets stronger and stronger, you go to two things and three things, finishing more and more tasks, celebrating more small wins, take care of your body even more, exercising even more, listening to more music and having more gratitude. That is the recipe for increasing dopamine levels and decreasing depression. You know, you can do it without medication. And sometimes it's okay to be depressed. You know, I had a patient that lost her father, and the doctor said, oh, you're depressed, take this antidepressant. But if you weren't depressed after you lost a loved one, that would be a problem. So you're supposed to be sad when you lose someone who's very close to you. But if you take a medicine that shuts off your feelings so you don't get depressed, you may also lose joy and happiness and love. So that's why I'm very hesitant about medication to treat depression, because that can cause other problems that you're not even aware of. In fact, sometimes antidepressants can cause more depression. Sometimes antidepressant can cause suicidal thoughts. You gotta ask your doctor, what are the side effects of this medication I'm taking? Violent tendencies, large machinery when I'm on this? Am I not supposed to drink while I'm on this? Could this cause suicidal tendencies? What are the actual side effects? Do I want to take those chances? Whenever doing a medical intervention, what you want to do is measure the risk versus the reward. But you got to know the risk. You can't just keep taking all these pills and not knowing the risk. So what we want to do is look at the side effects and then look at the condition itself and what it's causing. And is the risk worth the reward? Sometimes it's upsetting things like you gain weight, and patients, that causes depression because they gain more weight. You know, you got to really look at the possible side effects before you make that decision there. Try the natural stuff first. And if that doesn't work, then you could go to a little bit more risky types of interventions. But in my opinion, it's always best to try the least risky treatments first. Now, what are the least risky treatments besides what we just talked about? Finishing a task, celebrating small wins, taking care of yourself, looking good, going out and exercises, listening to music, recording your gratitude journal. What are other things you could do to decrease depression? Well, one of the things is to do work on your serotonin levels. Serotonin is another type of chemical that's the mood stabilizer. So serotonin can be stimulated by meditating or by doing yoga, deep breathing exercises, all these Eastern type of remedies that were done for thousands of years before Western culture evolved. Meditation, yoga, deep breathing, practicing mindfulness. This is all going to stimulate serotonin. You got to be careful with those serotonin medications. They also have lots of side effects. So let's try the meditating first. Let's try some yoga first. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. When you inhale, push your diaphragm down and out like you're pregnant. When you exhale, you're going to suck everything in so you could squeeze that carbon dioxide out. So it's inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. That's deep breathing. Meditating, I know a lot of people have a difficult time with meditating. What I recommend is to start off with just a 1-minute meditation first. where I call it the release technique, where you stop at the top of your head, you say release, and you imagine the muscles on the top of your head melting down to the ground. And then you go to your forehead and you say release, and you imagine your eyes closing, release, and you go to your jaw and your jaw relaxes, release, and you go to your neck relaxes, and then your shoulder, release, and then your back and torso, and then your hips, release, and then go all the way down to your knees and your ankles and your toes, thinking into your mind and saying it over and over, and that's your mantra, release, release, release. And it only takes 1 minute, not a lot. Everybody has 1 minute, but if you want to boost your serotonin, you got to start meditating, even if it's just for 1 minute. You say release, start from the top, go all the way down to the bottom. And then when you get good, you go to 2 minutes. And the following week, you go to 3 minutes, and you gradually increase it over and over and over again. That is going to help increase your serotonin levels. Yoga is also important. You could take yoga classes. You could go on YouTube and do at-home yoga. They have yoga at the senior citizen classes, chair yoga. They have yoga in studios. You can have a private instructor come to you. They got yoga studios. You know, there's yoga everywhere. There's hot yoga. There's relaxed yoga. There's intense yoga. There's short session yoga. There's long session yoga. Find something that works for you. And find an instructor or someone that knows who you are so that you can change certain poses if you need to, so they don't aggravate any of your specific conditions. So yoga is also very good for serotonin in addition to meditating and deep breathing. Remember, serotonin is the mood stabilizer. Dopamine is the reward and the motivation chemical. Serotonin is the mood stabilizer. Another way to stimulate serotonin is running. All right. Now, I don't care if you just run for 1 minute. Remember, just like the meditation, you start off with 1 minute and you do that for a week. And then the next week, you run for 2 minutes. Don't overwhelm yourself. Like, oh my God, he's telling me all this stuff I got to do. It doesn't have to be a lot of each thing. You know, with the deep breathing, the 4-7-8, you just do 3 reps of that. With the meditating, you just do a minute. The running, you can just do a minute. But as you get better and better, you do more and more and more. As your brain gets stabilized, as your mood improves, as your dopamine levels increase, your serotonin levels increase. All right, another good way to increase serotonin is sun exposure. We need to get out in the sun. A lot of doctors will have you think that the sun is dangerous. I disagree with that. We need the sun. The sun is life. We'd all be dead without the sun. So get out in the sun, roll up your sleeves, take off your hat, take off your glasses, get some exposure. You know, if you're in the Caribbean and you have a history of skin cancer, yes, be careful. But for most people, we need more sunlight. We need more vitamin D. And don't use all that suntan lotion. That is the most toxic chemical you could put on your body. If you need something, use zinc oxide. That's the least chemical exposure with the most sun protection, zinc oxide. Okay, but we need that sunlight, which helps with serotonin. And a food that helps with serotonin is bananas. Any of my patients know when they come to my office, we always have bananas. Very good for serotonin, very good to stabilize your mood. We'll continue this conversation when we come back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then
we
call
return
Kaplan
now
Brain
to
and Body
boost
today
your brain power
at 201-261-2150.
Founder of Kaplan Brain and Body.
As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were just talking about serotonin and how to increase those levels. One food that you can eat is bananas. Those are known to increase serotonin. We also said to go out in the sun, roll up your sleeves, get yourself exposed to more sunlight, get out of the shade and get that sunlight, get your vitamin D. And right now, I know it's the winter time, so we're not going to get as much sunlight exposure. But one of the ways you can get around that is to take vitamin D. Vitamin D is actually a hormone, but it's one of the priorities if you have depression. And that's been proven to decrease depression. But you have to have good vitamin D levels. Most doctors will say anything above 20, 25 is good. But we like it above 50 or 60. It's much better if your vitamin D levels are high, not only to stabilize your mood, to decrease depression, to increase your energy, but also boost your immune system. Almost every single person that had a fatal outcome from COVID-19 had vitamin D deficiencies. That's one of the stuff that wasn't talked about enough, because if you have good vitamin D, you were less likely to have a bad outcome if you were exposed to COVID-19. So that's how important vitamin D is. In fact, vitamin D deficiency has also been linked to dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So I'm assuming you want to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. I'm assuming you don't want to get COVID-19. I'm assuming you don't want to get depression. If you're one of those people that doesn't want these things, we really got to expose yourself to the sun and increase your vitamin D levels. And we also said running. How about you combine both of them? Do running in the sun, or do deep breathing in the sun, or meditation in the sun, or yoga in the sun. Combine them together while you're eating a banana. Then your serotonin will really increase. Your mood will be stabilized. You'll decrease your depression. That is the way to boost your brain power. We can work on these chemicals by increasing the function of your brain. Now, another chemical is called oxytocin. That is called the love or the contentment hormone. Now, the best way to improve this love hormone is to have healthy relationships. You have to have good relationships. And sometimes you might have to break up with somebody. If you have a bad relationship, you might have to get a divorce. If you have a bad work relationship, you might have to quit your job. If you have a bad co-worker relationship, you might have to quit your job. So you might have to make major changes. If you have a bad relationship with your roommate, you might have to move out. Sometimes you might have to make major life changes. So if you want to improve your oxytocin levels, you have to have healthy relationships. And you can be the one to make sure that happens. You know, don't say, oh, you never call me. You be the one that makes the calls. Don't say, oh, you never email me or write me. You be the one that email or write or text. Don't complain how other people aren't building relationships. You have to be responsible for that. Another thing that really improves oxytocin is hugging family members, hugging friends, touch. We need to touch. So one of the first things, or one of the worst things that happened with COVID-19 is we stopped hugging, we stopped touching, we stopped kissing, we stopped touching, and we had a lot of decrease of oxytocin. And that's why depression and anxiety went through the roof. That's why suicides are highest they've ever been, because we stopped hugging people. We were in isolation. You need to be around people. You need to have healthy relationships. You need to be touching and hugging people, because that is going to increase your oxytocin. And when we're stuck in isolation, we have decreased oxytocin, and therefore you're more likely to have depression. So what I did when we first were dealing with all these COVID lockdowns and my kids weren't allowed to hug their friends or to touch their friends or to, oh my God, it was so sad. One day my son came home. He goes, Daddy, they won't even let us play tag at school anymore because you're not allowed to touch anybody. You couldn't share toys. You couldn't share, you know, the ball with each other. We couldn't share pencils and all this stuff that you're supposed to learn in school about building relationships, you know, sharing, waiting your turn. Everyone was just stuck on their own in isolation there. So one of the things we did was get a dog. So I said, okay, if you can't hug your friends or your family, let's get a dog because we're going to let you hug that dog. So we got a dog. Roma is the name of our dog. It's the best thing that happened to our family. We love Roma. We go outside. We play with Roma. So we get sunlight. We get the running. We're running with the dog. We're playing with the dog. We're getting exercise. So we're actually releasing all those good hormones. We're getting the dopamine, the serotonin, and the oxytocin when we run outside playing with the dog. Another good way to help oxytocin is helping others. Now, the key, not only do you release oxytocin when you help others, but the person that you help, their brain improves in the mood. And not only does your brain improve, and the person that you helped improve, but anyone that watched you do a good deed and watched you help that other person actually increased their brain function as well. So this has all been proven through neuroscience that oxytocin will be increased when you help others, but not only will you help your own brain, but the person that you helped, their brain will improve, as well as anyone who witnesses that good deed of you helping someone. Their mood improves as well. So you got to pay it forward. Now, another way to increase oxytocin is holding hands. Very simple. You know, you just got to hold hands, hold your kids' hands, hold your wife's hands. And now we're at the point where we could hold our friends' hands. And, you know, it's like, remember just as a kid, you would hold hands and you would skip with each other. And, you know, that made you so happy. We want to release that oxytocin, hold hands with each other, hugging people, playing with the dog, helping others, building healthy relationships. This is for the love hormone, the contentment hormone. It's called oxytocin. So I'm giving all natural strategies to improve your brain chemicals, to hack these hormones, to improve your brain function, boost your brain power, reduce depression, reduce anxiety, because we're here on this earth. We got to have fun. We got to help each other. We got to have fun. We got to look out for each other. We got to build good relationships. You want to break up with people that are bad. Don't be around people that are negative, that are complaining, that are going to bring you down. Surround yourself with positive people, happy people, not people who are always fighting over politics and fighting over all the travesties in the world and are always stressing you out and creating more anxiety, more depression. We want to go around people that are going to put you in a good mood. But sometimes your brain's not functioning very well. One of the ways we can determine whether you have anxiety or depression can be through what's called a QEEG brain mapping. This is where you wear this little cap. It sort of looks like a swimmer's cap. And there's electrodes that are attached and it measures all the different areas of your brain. And it will tell us, do you have anxiety? Do you have anger, aggression, depression, sleeping difficulties, memory problems? Do you have thyroid problems, intestinal problems, inflammation problems, low dopamine levels, low acetylcholine? It tells us how your brain is functioning. It's normally $500, but if you're one of the first seven people that call, you can get the entire QEEG brain mapping for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You can get the entire $500 QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Just call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. We'll continue this conversation when we come back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Okay, we are talking about the hormones of the brain. Dopamine was the first, what we call the reward or the motivation chemical. We could get that by finishing a task, those checklists. You got to check off those checklists. Celebrating the small wins, self-care activities, really taking care of yourself, having some pride in how you look, exercise, listening to music, taking care of that gratitude journal every morning. Those are the things that are going to release your dopamine. Serotonin, that's the mood stabilizer. We're going to do that by meditating, yoga, practicing mindfulness, deep breathing, where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, exhale for 8 seconds. Running, so you could run, just start for 1 minute a day. Same thing with the meditating. You just start with 1 minute. Another good way for serotonin is sun exposure. Increase those vitamin D levels. That's a hormone, vitamin D. We got to increase serotonin. That has been proven to decrease depression. Increase your vitamin D levels by getting sun exposure. And eating bananas is another good way to increase your serotonin levels. The last one we talked about was oxytocin. That's the love hormone. We got to build healthy relationships. You got to get out of negative relationships. Break up with people that aren't giving you a good positive feedback, hugging, touching, holding your hands, playing with a dog, rub that belly of the dog, helping others. We said not only does it help your brain when you help others, but it helps the other person's brain, the brain person that got the help, plus anyone who witnessed the good deed. They're all increase their oxytocin when we see that. The fourth hormone or chemical I want to talk about is the endorphins. Those we think about the painkillers, the endorphins. Got to release those endorphins. We get those by laughter, loud laughter. Have some fun. Got to have fun in our life. I always tell patients there's 24 hours a day. 8 hours should be sleeping. 8 hours should be working. And 8 hours should be having fun. And laughter and dancing, that's going to be fun. Another thing that releases endorphins, I know a lot of people are going to like this, is dark chocolate. Not milk chocolate, but dark chocolate. And that could be bitter, so don't get it with too much sugar. But that is actually a natural way to increase endorphins. Meditation, that's another easy way to do. And even essential oils such as vanilla or lavender can stimulate these endorphins, which is a natural painkiller. Right? We don't want to take painkillers that are harmful medications that can have a lot of side effects. Now a lot of people are addicted to these opioids. You know, they break their bone and the doctor writes these prescriptions for these opioids and they become addicted to these chemicals. And these opioids are like heroin. So now we have like this legalized heroin basically. And it's because they release some of these chemicals that make people feel good so that even after their broken bone heals, they still want to take these drugs because their brain's addicted to it. So if we can find natural ways to stimulate these endorphins, such as essential oils, such as dark chocolate or meditation or laughter or dancing, then we're not going to need to take these opioids and contribute to one of the largest epidemics we've ever seen ever in the history of mankind. Actually, the number one killer for people 18 to 50 is fentanyl. And they're getting a lot of these fentanyl that's mixed with these medications that are people are taking because they're addicted to it, whether it's these opioids or these mood stabilizers. You gotta be very careful with a lot of these medications because sometimes it can even lead to death. And if you don't know about fentanyl, you gotta look it up because it's one of the leading causes of death in America, especially. And it is found in a lot of these drugs that are used to treat a lot of these conditions. Now, what else can cause pain while people would need these painkillers? Sometimes people have back pain. It could be because their bone's out of position. Could be because they have a muscle spasm or disc problem, or they have inflammation, and they have arthritis, or they're stressed out and they're anxious. So if we really want to fix the problem, we got to get to the root cause of the problem. If the problem is the position of the bone, we can determine that and actually manipulate the bones to get them in the right position. If the problem is a muscle spasm, we can actually decrease the muscle spasm by using techniques such as active release technique to dig into these muscles, or using PNF, proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation, which is sort of like exercising and stretching together at the same time. That's if it's a muscle problem. If it's a nerve problem, we might have to do decompressive therapy and open up the joint spaces so the nerves aren't being pinched or compressed. Sometimes it's related to stress, and we have to reduce stress levels. There are lots of causes of pain, but we need to get to the root cause and not just treat it with pills and medication, because that's just a band-aid. So if you want a doctor that's just going to write you a prescription for these opioids or these antidepressants or these anti-anxiety pills or sleeping pills or focus pills, I'm not the doctor for you. But if you want to take control of your health and you're sick of being depressed, you're sick of having all this anxiety, you don't like being in pain, then give us a call. The first step is to do an evaluation. And I would suggest doing a one-on-one evaluation with me, where I can go over your history, what medications you're taking, your diet, look at your posture, your alignment, listen to your heart, your gut, do a full evaluation, your reflexes, your memory. It's normally $500. But if you're one of the first seven people that call from this radio show, you can get the entire evaluation for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you want to do the QEEG brain mapping for 21, and you want to do the one-on-one consult with me and complete evaluation for only $21, you can do both of them. You can sign up for both. Another good option is we're actually doing a depression and anxiety seminar. And you could do that live in person. It's in River Edge on Kinder Camac Road. You could do it over Zoom as well. And we'll even have recordings if you want to listen to recording at your own time. The lecture is going to be about an hour to an hour and a half. And we're going to go over all the natural and holistic ways to decrease depression, decrease anxiety without any medication, without a frontal lobotomy, without any electrical shock therapy, without any risk. But you got to do the work. If you want to decrease your depression and decrease your anxiety, you can do it all on your own. The power that made the body heals the body, but we just need to unleash its potential. And one of the best ways to do that is to figure out where the root cause of the problem is coming from. And it might be, hey, we need to change your diet, or you need to drink more water, or you need to exercise more, or you need to get more sleep, or you need to quit your job, or you need more vitamin D, or you're not getting enough sunlight exposure, or you're in a bad relationship. So we got to really get to the root cause of the problem. Could be you actually have a problem in your brain. That's why the QEEG brain mapping is so important. There's another test called a VNG. A VNG is very good for depression and anxiety because it picks up which side is depressed, which causes depression, and it picks up which side is overactive, which creates the anxiety. That's why I love the VNG. It's non-invasive. It's not like a CAT scan, which has all this radiation, or this MRI, where you have to take this contrast fluid and you got to lie in this tube for 45 minutes and not move and be claustrophobic. This VNG just takes about 10 minutes. You just wear these infrared goggles, and it literally tells which area is depressed and which areas are overactive. That test is normally $500, but if you want to sign up today and be one of the first seven callers, you can get that test for $21 as well. Just call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Sign up for all four things if you want. You can sign up for the QEEG brain mapping, the VNG brain scan. You could do the one-on-one evaluation with me, and you can sign up for the seminar, which is February 22nd in River Edge, New Jersey, at 6:30 p.m. till 8:00 p.m. We will continue this conversation when we come back, but if you want to be one of the first seven callers, you must call 212-221-6738. 620-8121, or you can text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
So we're talking about how to boost your brain power, how to improve your brain function. It's all about getting to the root cause of your health problems. I'm not the doctor that's going to treat you with medications and surgery and try and use band-aids to cover up the symptoms. But what we want to do is do a neurologic evaluation, figure out where your weaknesses are, and only work on your weaknesses. If it's not broke, we don't fix it. So the key at Kaplan Brain and Body is where we work on your weakest link, because you're only strong as your weakest link. The best test to tell us which areas of the brain are not functioning properly are the QEEG brain mapping. That's going to analyze all the different areas. It's going to tell us, do you have depression? Do you have anxiety? Do you have memory problems? Do you have low motivation? Do you have problems with your dopamine? Have you had a concussion? Do you have intestinal inflammation? Do you have low motivation? Do you have sleep deprivation? Do you have anger, aggression, thyroid problems? There's no radiation. It's not like a CAT scan. You get a lot of radiation. There's no contrast fluid like an MRI. You don't have to lay in some small tube and stay there without moving for 45 minutes. It's not invasive. There's no risk. There's no radiation. And it's better than these CAT scans, x-rays, and MRIs, because those are just a picture of how your brain or body is doing in that moment. What this QEEG brain mapping tells us is how the brain is functioning. And that's the key. I'm a functional neurologist. I'm not a medical neurologist where I'm going to write you a prescription if you have anxiety, or a prescription if you have sleeping problems, or if you have headaches or dizziness. But we figure out where the problems are. So with concussion, there can be a lot of different problems. With disease, there can be a lot of different problems. With COVID-19, there can be a lot of different problems. With Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So a lot of these conditions need to be treated differently based on the individual patient. The QEEG brain mapping is going to tell us specifically what areas need to improve. It's normally $500. You can get it for $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738. And you could get that QEEG brain mapping, which is normally $500, for only $21. So all you have to do is call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Now, the next best test is called a VNG, video nystagmography. What this test is where you wear these infrared goggles and they measure different eye movements, fast eye movements, slow eye movements that go up and down and correlate to head movements and eye movements that go over and over again and how you respond to light and dark. So we can tell a lot about the brain and the body through your eyes. The VNG does all this analysis with these cameras that measure the speed and accuracy and amplitude of all your different eye movements. That test is normally $500. But if you're interested, you can actually do that test for only $21. You could actually do both of them. You could do $21 QEEG brain mapping and a $21 VNG. Another test is a one-on-one evaluation with me. That's a complete neurological evaluation, where we check your reflexes, your posture, your muscle strength, how your eyes respond to light, how your balance is, how your memory is. I listen to your heart, your beat, listen to your rate and rhythm, listen to your gut for the sounds, and palpate to see if there's any inflammation, any bloating. Listen to your lungs, see if there's any congestion or wheezing, seeing how you breathe, your respiratory rate. We do a complete evaluation. That one takes a little bit longer, takes about 45 minutes, but that's one-on-one with me. That's also $500. But if you're one of the first seven people that call, you can get it for $21. 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You could take advantage of all three if you want. Get the QEEG brain mapping, the VNG, and then one-on-one neurological evaluation with me. We have to go over the full panel to tell us how your body is working as well. That would be included in your 45-minute evaluation. Just bring your blood work that you've done with you, and we can evaluate that as well. Take advantage of these deals. And if you sign up for any or all three of them, what we're also going to do is throw in a free hyperbaric oxygen chamber. The hyperbaric oxygen chamber is this tank that fills up with oxygen. The normal oxygen in the air is 20% oxygen. You can also get an oxygen concentrator that sort of filters out the carbon dioxide and nitrogen, and that makes it 42% oxygen. If you know anything about a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and they're using it all over right now, they're in mainstream hospitals, all the professional athletes use it. It's really been used in COVID-19 recently. It's been used for the bends for people who got deep sea diving and got, you know, dizziness and headaches and stuff. It's approved for scar healing. For skin problems as well. So it has a lot of great benefits, because if you bring oxygen into the cells, they're going to improve. So if you sign up for any of the evaluations by calling the 646-221-6738 number, you can actually, on us, on Kaplan Brain and Body, get a free hyperbaric oxygen chamber therapy. It takes 1 hour. It normally costs $175, but if you sign up, you get it for free. That's just a gift we're giving to the community. The key, once you figure out where these problems are by doing the complete neurologic evaluation, then it's going to be up to you to follow through. And it all depends. I might say, okay, you got to do this type of brain exercise, or you have to drink a little bit more water, or you have to change your sleeping habits, or you have to start doing these breathing exercises, or your posture is really off and we got to do some physical therapy exercises. So when we do the evaluation, but I'm the doctor that's going to give you the medication or the injection or the surgery to fix the problem, but I'm going to teach you what you have to do. So don't even sign up if you're just looking for a quick fix and a prescription pill. That's not what we do. You come to us if you're looking for a long-term solution, a permanent solution, by getting to the root cause of the problem, not treating symptoms. You have to look at a holistic way. I'm not a fan of all the specialization of medicine. You know, if you have heart palpitations, you go to the cardiologist and they do the EKG, they check your blood pressure, they check your heart rate, but they don't check out your brain. Guess what controls your heart rate, your brain. Guess what controls your heart rhythm? Your brain. The right brain controls the rate and the left brain controls the rhythm. So if people have a problem with their heart rate, sometimes we'll have to do right brain exercise. But if they have a problem with their rhythm, we might have to do left brain exercises. So that's why we do the evaluation to determine where the problem is. Guess what controls your blood pressure? Your brain. So sometimes your blood pressure is high because your brain is overactive or it's not efficient. So your brain controls your heart rate, your brain controls your rhythm, your brain controls your blood pressure, but the cardiologist never looks at the brain. Every doctor needs to be an expert in the brain. So when you have the specialization of medicine, they might miss out on things. I had this patient who came to me with quote unquote carpal tunnel syndrome, did 6 carpal tunnel surgeries, never got better, was actually coming from the neck. And we alleviated the pressure off the nerves of the neck through manipulation, through traction, through decreasing muscle spasm, reducing inflammation. And we got the pressure off the nerve signals started flowing again, and the hand numbness and tingling went away. So even though the symptoms were in the hand, they actually came from the neck. So if you go to a doctor who's a hand expert because you have hand pain or numbness or tingling or burning, and they don't look at the elbow and the shoulder and the neck and the brain and the blood flow and the circulation, they might miss out on something. So we need doctors who take a very holistic approach and who puts the whole body together. They're not these individual pieces, right? You go to a gastroenterologist, they look at your gut. They listen to your bowel sounds. They see if you have bloating. They might even analyze your fecal matter, see if you have bacteria or viruses or worms, parasites, eggs, stuff like that. But they're only looking at the gut. You might do a colonoscopy or an endoscopy. They're not looking at the brain. And guess what controls the gut is your brain. And it comes from a nerve. It's called your vagus nerve, the rest and digest. So if you want a doctor that looks how everything works together, you go to a functional doctor. And I practice functional neurology and functional medicine. So I look at the body in a holistic, integrative, and natural way. If you're interested, I also have a book called Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. You can get it on Amazon, or you can call us and we can send it to you, or you can pick it up at the office. I'll even sign a copy for you. I have another book that I'm a co-author called Concussion Discussions. You can also go on our YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body, our Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body, our Facebook group, Kaplan Brain and Body. And we also have a article every week in the Pascack Press in Bergen County, New Jersey, and the Northern Valley Press in Bergen County, New Jersey as well. So if you want to sign up for those, you can get online. You can register online if you don't get the newspaper delivered to you as well. So that's the Pascack Press and the Northern Valley Press. So I'm the health columnist for both of those newspapers as well. If you want to get more of our information, in addition to our weekly radio show every Saturday. Hope you enjoyed the show. Looking forward to seeing you next week. I am Dr. Eric Kaplan, and this is Boost Your Brain Power. We want you to function better, feel better, and live a better life.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.